United Nations Radio presents a Halloween story, The Trial of Sergeant Bill.
I tell you, Chief, in the 40 years I've been on the police force, I've never asked for any favors. I've stopped runaway horses with my bare hands. I've even foiled a bank robbery single-handed. But I want Halloween night off.
Halloween, a night of ghosts and goblins. A night that puts to test the bravery of even the bravest of men, Sergeant Bill, the bravest cop in town. Is it possible that he's afraid of Halloween?
Reason for termination, nerves. Halloween nerves. Effective date immediately.
Hey, aren't you supposed to be off duty, Bill?
Yes, Chief. I was just filling out...
No, a request for termination. Then you weren't kidding.
I'll say I wasn't. I've been on this force for 40 years.
This doesn't make sense. I'd let you off that night, Bill, but you know we need every man we can get.
You think just one more man is going to stop those kids from dumping garbage cans, smearing windows, breaking...
Oh, come on now, Bill. Boys will be boys, especially on Halloween.
Oh, yes? Well, did you ever have to chase a kid on Halloween night? Then bring him into the station house on somebody's complaint because he swiped a gate or soaped a window? I've spent my life helping the little kids across the streets, refereeing football games after hours, making friends with them.
That's why we need you on Halloween. They'll listen to you.
Oh, don't kid yourself, Chief. These kids won't listen to anybody. You said it yourself. Boys will be boys. But I'm the one who has to drag them in the station house. They don't think they're doing wrong just because it's Halloween. They think I'm a traitor. Suddenly they're afraid of the law and they hate me. All my work down the drain in one night. Oh, no thanks. I've done it for the last time.
So you hand in your badge with only 3 years to go before retirement.
Oh, well, the pension can wait.
So can we. I tell you what, Bill. How'd you like to take a leave of absence until after Halloween?
Huh? What's the catch?
No catch. Let's call it combat fatigue, case of nerves. So take a week off, Bill. Go visit that pretty daughter of yours, the one that married that nice young cop upstate.
Say, you wouldn't be pulling my leg.
Oh, I shouldn't say not. We're not ready to lose the best man in the force. Not yet.
Now, this is what I call a nice, quiet town. No noise. No kids smearing up store windows. No firecrackers. Yes, sir. Daughter Judy really picked a nice place to live here. Just the kind of a town to make her daddy forget all about Halloween. Golly, I hope she got my telegram.
Boo! I'm a ghost!
Holy mackerel! Help! Help!
Hi, Gramps. It's only me. Oh. Pretending for Halloween.
Oh, Halloween. Oh, no.
Sure. All of us kids are getting ready for our big time tomorrow night.
A nice, quiet town.
Hey, Ma! Grandpa's here!
Don't call your mother, Willie. I'm getting out
Dad.
While the getting's...
Dad! Why didn't you let me know what time you were coming?
Oh, never mind, Judy.
So good to see you, Dad.
Oh,
no.
Willie,
go call your father.
Okay.
No. Look, it's nice to see you, daughter. Goodbye.
But you just got here. Dad, what in the world is wrong?
Oh, well, nothing. Nothing that a nice little trip to the North Pole wouldn't cure.
More coffee, Dan?
No, thanks, Tom. Two cups are enough. My nerves, you know.
Oh, Dad, there's nothing wrong with your nerves.
Well, but I will have another piece of that pumpkin pie. If only it didn't remind me of Halloween.
But, gee, Gramps, I told you, Halloween is different in Hillside.
Now, don't ask me to believe that.
It really is, Dad. We're having a UNICEF Halloween, the same as last year.
Now, look, you can talk all you want. But I know kids and I know Halloween. And nothing you say is going to make me believe that boys and girls, out of the goodness of their little hearts, are going to be content with parades and penny collections and costume contests. You may be my son-in-law, Tom, and a good cop, from all I hear tell. But when it comes to Halloween, you're talking to the greatest living expert on the subject. I expect the worst, so I'm getting while the getting's good.
Running out in your own family.
Who said so?
Judy's right, Dad. That's the way it looks to us.
Now, look here. I've been on the police force, man and boy, for 40 years. I've stopped runaway horses.
Gramps, why don't you stay and see for yourself what our UNICEF Halloween is really like?
Well, no.
I'll bake you a chocolate cake. 3 layers.
And you can be honorary Grand Marshal of the parade tomorrow.
Will you wear your medals, Gramps? Will you?
Well, you talked me into it. But if this town turns into a runaway circus tomorrow, don't say I didn't warn you.
And so, to bring our town of Hillside a little closer to the rest of the world, and to bring the rest of the world a little closer to us, we dedicate Halloween to UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund. On this one day of the year, at least, Main Street of America runs into the main streets of all the villages in Africa, Asia, Europe, and South America. And now, with our distinguished guest, Sergeant Bill, at the head of our march, let the parade begin!
Well, Gramps, what did I tell you?
Huh? It's still daylight, young fella. Wait till it gets dark. That's when the trouble starts. Wait and see.
Okay, and here's your milk box, Willie, and your official identification tag. Now, once more, you got your speech memorized?
Yes, sir. After I ring the bell and the door opens, I say, "Hello, trick or treat? Will you treat the children of the world to a better way of life? 2 out of every 3 children in the world don't have enough to eat or a decent place to live. You can help by giving to UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund. Trick or treat?"
That's the stuff, Willie. Well, Dad, what do you think?
Oh, it's a nice enough speech. But suppose he don't get a treat, but a trick. What then? Is he going to smear up windows or tip over garbage cans or...
Gosh, no, Gramps. If we did that, we'd never have time to collect all the money we need for UNICEF. Ready, Dad?
I'll be right with you, son. I'll meet you and the gang in front of the movie house, in the patrol car.
Right. See you later, Dad.
Well?
I don't know. I never would have believed that on Halloween night, me, Sergeant Bill, would be tagging along in a prowl car, collecting milk boxes full of pennies, nickels, and dimes for some kids on the other side of the world. Tell you this much, Tom, if this idea works out, I'm going to buy you the biggest and the best cigar in town.
Treat. Will you treat the children of the world? Gee! A whole quarter. Thanks, lady. Two out of every 3 children in the world. What? You know all about UNICEF from a television program? Gee, I'll never get to say my speech. But my box is sure filling up. Thanks, mister.
Now, 8 o'clock and all's well. Well, what do you think, Dad?
I don't know what to think. 2 hours of cruising around the streets, the town full of goblins and spooks, and not a single police call.
Calling car number 11. Patrol car number 11.
See, I told you so. You spoke too soon.
Car number 11 reporting. Patrol car 11. Over.
Halloween collection about over. No incidents reported. Repeat, no incidents reported. Bring in all UNICEF milk boxes immediately to Central High School Gymnasium for tally. Over.
Will do. Patrol car 11 on way to high school.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, Lieutenant?
I bet your cigar my kid wins the Halloween costume contest this year. My wife sat up all night making the craziest outfit you ever saw. Over.
You're on, Lieutenant. I'll be right over to collect my cigar.
Parades, milk boxes, costume contest. What next?
Dad! Dad! Over here! Well, did you and Tom have a pleasant cruise?
It was the darndest thing I ever seen, Judy. Halloween night and not a single complaint. Hey, this dance a part of the celebration, too?
For the high school crowd. They've been working hard on our UNICEF Halloween, too.
Oh, yeah? Well, where's the small fry?
Down in the basement, stuffing themselves with donuts and cider. It's all part of our new kind of Halloween.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please.
Okay, it's time.
Huh? Time for what?
Ladies and gentlemen...
Shh! Listen.
Boys and girls of Hillside, as mayor of this fair and generous town, it's my extreme pleasure to report that this year, through the good offices of the local churches and synagogues, and with the cooperation of the Hillside Police Department, the PTA, the local Chamber of Commerce, and the Citizens National Bank, which counted tonight's milk box collection on its new electric coin machine, the Hillside Halloween contribution for UNICEF hit a new all-time high. A total of $376.42. Said money to be forwarded tomorrow morning to the United Nations Children's Fund for milk and medicine for sick and hungry children all over the world. And now, on to our next Halloween highlight. The judging of costumes.
Here's where I collect that cigar from Lieutenant Wilson.
Ladies and gentlemen, friends, according to the careful consideration of the judges, the prize for the most colorful costume this year, a tie for first prize between Willie Moore, the son of patrolman Tom Moore, and Bobby Wilson, the son of Lieutenant Wilson.
Well, sir, it looks like the cigars are on me, Tom. Oh, no, not just on account of the costumes either, but for what you and Judy and Willie and, in fact, what the whole town of Hillside showed me about Halloween. If folks here can have as good a time as I've just seen, well, sir, there's no reason, no, sir, absolutely no reason in the world why my town and every town in the country couldn't have themselves a UNICEF Halloween. I've never seen so many spooks and goblins do so much good for so many people and still have themselves a good old-fashioned Halloween. Like I said, I've been on the police force, man and boy, for 40 years, and I have never...
Today's Halloween story, The Trial of Sergeant Bill, is based on the work of the United States Committee for UNICEF, one of the many organizations which work for and believe in the United Nations. The Trial of Sergeant Bill was transcribed and produced by the international staff of United Nations Radio.